At a panel on criminal justice reform and behavioral health, community officials spoke with two state health boards, the Alaska Mental Health Board and the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, bringing them up to date on current conditions here in Bethel. Representatives from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center, state troopers, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation discussed the ways criminal activity has changed in Bethel with the opioid epidemic, as well as about managing ongoing issues from alcoholism, which is still involved in many crimes in the region. Overseeing 56 villages on the YK Delta, the Director of Village Public Safety Officers for the Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, Alvin Jimmy Sr., says VPSO staff has decreased by more than half in the past few years. Working closely with the Alaska State Troopers, VPSOs have managed to hold it together, he said, while communities remain frustrated. Alaska State Trooper Jerry Evan says over the past couple years, with the rise in opioid abuse, Bethel has also seen a significant increase in thefts. Mayor of Bethel and YKHC Director of Residential Services Rick Robb says most of the crime in Bethel remains alcohol-related. Bethel Probation Office Supervisor Julian Weber says she hasn't seen any change in the number of convictions in Bethel either. Weber says that most assaults, and sexual abuse of minors are alcohol-related. Which Weber says doesn't give them an opportunity to sober up. When they were spending more time in jail, she says, they had the opportunity to stay sober longer. Now they're rearresting probationers sooner, sometimes only a day to 3 days later. In the last week, Weber told them they've made 4 to 5 arrests, including one just before she arrived that morning for the panel. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.